The KGEZ Good Morning Show, and Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks, our guests this morning, the Big Fork Chamber Executive Director, Rebecca King. Good morning.
Rebecca.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good. Is that a rhetorical question, or have you heard something?
I might have heard some rumors.
Oh, okay.
So, anything going on in Big Fork?
Well, I'm sure you guys have had Brock Thompson on with the Big Fork Children's Playhouse.
Oh, yeah.
They are wrapping up their production of Matilda the Musical. It is absolutely fantastic. These kids are unbelievably talented, and the Children's Theater is just a great organization to support. So the final weekend is this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and then they'll do a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Great for the whole family. Kids of all ages love it. Really encourage everyone to come down and check that out. It's at the Big Fork Center for the Performing Arts right downtown.
They've got 40 kids involved in this production.
They do, and I believe Brock told me they had over 100 try out for it, which just speaks to the strength of this program.
Yeah.
It is just fantastic. So come on down this weekend for that.
All right. And then what else is going on? I mean, it's October.
Almost.
we had something kind of, I think, super exciting for our community happen on Friday. It was the grand opening of the Harrell Forest Community Trails. These trails were, it's 238 acres just right downtown Big Fork that was donated for public use, so it could never be built on. It was donated by Alan Horn and Cindy Harrell Horn, who are just wonderful people in the community. But the Trust for Public Lands, Flathand Land Trust, and Montana Land Reliance partnered together to put almost 5 miles of hiking trails in for the public to access and enjoy. And I went out yesterday and took a little walk with my dog. It's just beautiful. It's just a serene, quiet walk in the woods. The fact that we had this amazing family donate the land and then the three organizations jump on board to make sure it got developed in a responsible way. It's fantastic. So the Harrell Forest Community Trails are, if you're coming from downtown Big Fork, they are about half a mile north on Big Fork Stage. Really wonderful parking area at the trailhead, restroom facilities. You can grab, if you have your dog like I do, they have dog cleanup bags there ready for you to take on your hike. And it's just a great asset to Big Fork and so close to downtown.
All right. Absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
So from downtown, it's to the north?
It's to the north, about half a mile on Big Fork Stage.
Okay.
Or as the locals call it, the old dump road. and the road is gravel, so when you're going up, respect your neighbors, drive slowly. And like I said, we went up yesterday, and it's just a beautiful, serene walk in the woods.
Yeah, you don't want to kick up. You don't want to kick up too much dust in the neighborhood when you're driving up there.
Exactly.
Well, I bet, you know, here it is, still September, but we're really close to October. What do you have on tap for next month?
Well, so October means it's Tamarack Times and Fall Fest in Big Fork. And we have a few things confirmed. We have a few things still in the works. But Tamarack Times and Fall Fest are going to be October 14th. Tamarack Times has not happened in about 3 years, so we're very, very excited that it's coming back. It is a old-fashioned kind of country fair food competition where everybody is invited to bring down their best dish. There's 13 categories, from casseroles to stews and soups and chilies, desserts, breads, jams, jellies. My personal favorite are the pickles. so everyone brings down their best dish, just like you would at the old country fair. Then there's judging that happens. And then after the judging, it opens to the public. The tickets are $5, and you can come sample and choose your favorites. And it's just a really quintessential small-town event. Absolutely adorable. The $5 is a donation to help this community foundation maintain the Swan River Nature Trail. And if you are interested in putting some food into the competition, if you have questions about that, if you would like to judge, you can email golfinggirl@hotmail.com Toot Sword has organized this event for several years and does a great job. So again, if you want to help out with the event, it's golfinggirl@hotmail.com. 1 o'clock opens to the public. The food goes quick, so get here early. But also, on top of Tamarack Times, Wayfair State Park is doing their Fall Fest at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's a really fun, family-focused event with some educational, nature-based activities. There's wagon rides, scavenger hunts. They're working on some cookie decorating, fall crafts and games. Just, it's from 10 to noon at Wayfarers. Great excuse to get outside and enjoy. Along with Tamarack Times, Good Stuff Botanicals will be set up at Lake Baked with their cider press. This is a BYOA event, which means you have to bring your own apples. But everyone is invited to come down. 30 to 40 apples will make about 1 gallon of cider. It's really, if you've never done apple pressing, it's really fun to make your own cider and enjoy it. You can have a mix of apples, anything you want. And if you're picking them up off the ground, this is important, give them a good wash in some vinegar and water just to make sure
really?
They're clean and ready for you.
Vinegar kind of purifies them, gets rid of any mold and that kind of a thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just anything you don't want to be consuming.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that's down at Lake Baked. Also down at Lake Baked, where the Big Fork Art and Cultural Center is working on some pumpkin decorating. We're talking about doing some pumpkin tossing. We're not sure what that's going to look like. And then we're also trying to throw together a scarecrow competition where businesses and families in the community can make their best scarecrow, and we'll have them downtown lining the streets. So that's going to be a lot of fun with the Art and Cultural Center. The Big Fork Innovations Group is working on putting together a cider fest that's going to highlight some Montana cideries. And along with that, we're going to have the Bad Larry's playing from 2 to 5. And then the day is going to wrap up with the Garden Bar and their Oktoberfest brat feed at 4 o'clock. So it's a whole day of fall festivities.
Now, the other members of the Bad Larry's are Mo and Curly and Shemp. I'm not sure.
I think they started their own band. They split up.
Okay. Now, I'm kind of confused about the dates. The Tamarack Times and the Fall Fest in Big Fork are both coming up October 14th, which is a week from this Saturday, right?
Well, if you say it like that, we better finalize some of these events, shouldn't we?
Am I correct there?
No, we have 2 weeks, don't we? No, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
This Saturday is
the first. And
this
then it would be
this Saturday is the 30th, and yeah. Oh, the 7th. Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
We got lots of time.
No pressure.
Plenty of time.
Yeah. Plenty of time. Well, you mentioned the food, and that always gets my attention. I was vacationed the first half of September, and I had something at a restaurant, John, that I've always kind of thought, well, that's intriguing, but, you know, deep-fried dill pickles.
Yeah.
Have you tried that?
I have not, but I feel like you need to get a recipe and bring those down for Tamarack Times.
You know, it's kind of interesting. You know what a dill pickle tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
But these were kind of sliced thinly and then breaded, and then they bring ranch dip or something. You know, everything's okay with ranch.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Tang to it. It was kind of nice. And I'd probably, I don't know if I'd try it again or not. I'd wanted the pickles to be more like a pickle, you know, a whole pickle. So, but anyway, it sounds like good times in Big Fork as usual, Rebecca.
Absolutely. All right. October 14th, Tamarack Times and Fall Fest. Come on down.
You got it. Rebecca King, thanks so much.
Have a great day, you guys.
Thanks.
You too.